If you watch Summer House Martha's Vineyard, this is a podcast episode for you because me, Amina Lee, will be talking all about season 2, episode 2, an honest recap that's not one super long, but it's a recap that you definitely need to be listening to. What's up? My name is Amina Lee. I am the host of Legendary Lifestyle on all streaming platforms to listen to your favorite podcasts, including mine. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to be recapping season 2, episode 2 of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. This show is a must to watch if one, you love Summer House, and two, if you love Bravo. So let's get into it. The drama that has been spilled in the episodes are getting juicier and juicier. So from season 2, episode 1, to kick off, not to give a super long recap on this episode, but it makes sense because you're definitely going to have to watch the first episode to know, get more context based on season 2. So we know at the dinner, we find out that Summer and Alex have some relations. Of course, can't judge. You know, can't judge. So it gets exposed. So there is a newcomer in Martha's Vineyard season 2. And her and Summer are, you know, friends. And as we know, it was pretty uncomfortable. So this newcomer, she did not hear that, you know, they had relations. So when she asks Summer, according to Summer with her interviews, she says that she's not really into Alex. You know, that the chemistry wasn't there. Blah blah blah. But when it was time for her to get, you know, another interview, she kind of seemed a little bit pressed about her getting asked, you know, because as a friend, when it comes to girl code, you want to ask your friends, like, hey girl, like, is it okay, you know, that if, like, did you, like, you got to get like a step of approval before you got to approve your friends first, like, you guys are good, I got to make sure that I'm in the clear zone. Right, so she was doing her thing, and I feel like Summer got a little bit, you know, offended because she's like, you know, like, why do you need to know? Because Summer just told her friend that her and Alex were just simply purely hanging out. So hanging out for me, I'm thinking hanging out like, oh my god, like, you know, hanging out like you guys are just friends, not, you know, hanging out, you know, in other ways. You know what I mean? Upside down. We don't want that. So honestly, perceiving hanging out just like a friend cordial way, there's nothing wrong with that. So I feel like Summer got offended, like, oh well, hanging out, I really don't have to explain myself to you. And I'm like, yeah, you kind of do, kind of a little bit, because you should tell your friend. And she's expressing a little bit of interest in Alex, and she's kind of holding herself as a safety guard because she's trying to protect you and your feelings. So that's one with Summer and Alex. They really didn't really get much into resolving things, but they were on a cordial note. No fights, no more random things being exposed by Summer. So that is one. But two, let's get into Bria. Bria, actually, this episode surprised me. We learned a lot about her. We learned that, one, she's actually very athletic. And two, we actually learned that, you know, she used to be in a rap group, which was very surprising to me. I was like, you know what? Bria was really good this episode. Of course, Milo was there. He was doing his thing. Milo was being Milo. Surprisingly, he didn't get that many scenes in this episode. But yeah, now let's go forward to Jasmine. Now, the crazy thing with Jasmine this episode compared to season one, I feel like I have not been getting that much, I don't want to say spotlight, but scenes. Like, I feel like season one, we really saw Jasmine, of course, you know, with her husband, Silas, but then it really, you know, wasn't there with season 2, episode 2. But Jasmine has been keeping it super low key, guys. There was actually a decade party that took place this time, and everybody had to dress up as, you know, whatever decade they wanted to dress up as. And this party was actually hosted by Noelle, who is actually a nice fresh breath of energy. This is the one I was referring to as Summer's friend who was interested in Alex. And I felt like, I'm like, if Alex just put him on The Bachelor, and I swear to God, guys, like, the viewership is going to go up insanely, because the way that the girls already have their eyes on him already, like, it's already going to be, like, super insane if he goes on The Bachelor or just another dating show. So this party actually caused a little bit of drama because, you know, of course, people were getting competitive. And when I mean people, I specifically mean Nick, because he's dressed up as the classic legendary tennis player. But people didn't understand it, so he kind of, I don't want to say offended, but he's like, well, you guys should know. But that was kind of getting him, like, you know, like, this is an amazing black tennis player, but I feel like he was kind of getting offended. But, you know, Nick is Nick. Nick is proper. Nick is J. Crew, Martha's Vineyard, black classiness. That's how I describe Nick, you know what I mean? But pretty much we get a little bit of drama with this little decades party, because Summer calls Shanice the worst dress in the group. So Shanice views this as, this wasn't a game. She just viewed it as people just talking about her, right? So towards the end of the party, like when them going around talking about like whatever decade they dressed up as, you know, the car was pulled, like, hey, like, who's the worst dress? And Summers said, you know, Shanice, which I did think was a little bit petty, because I feel like you could have just avoided the question. Like, even if your friend is not best dressed, like, you're always supposed to, like, hype up your friends, like, no, that is my girl, like, yeah, like, you know, like, we, my girl, like, we, like, me, my friend, like, you're just, like, hype up, like, you're not supposed to let people know. And I feel like this definitely made people look at Summer a little bit sideways, especially with the Alex situation in season 2, episode 1, where she exposed to the table that her and Alex had relations, and not a lot of people knew, and it kind of got exposed that Summer was taking pictures of Alex and sending it to people in a group without his knowledge. So that was one thing, too. But this kind of gave people, like, hey, like, she's kind of giving mean girl. And this definitely was not a really good look for Summer. Her and Shanice, you know, they kind of talked it out. But I kind of dig where Shanice's coming from, because she's, like, more like the party girl. She's outgoing. She's free. She's beautiful. They're all beautiful on the show, right? But she's more seen as, like, the party girl, the wild card. But, of course, she's, like, that friend that you just love, right? And I feel like this definitely was a little bit mean girl from Summer, most definitely. But let's talk about Jordan. I really like Jordan's transparency this episode. She talks about her suffering from alopecia and hair loss, and her having a brand deal with an amazing company for wigs and hair extensions and everything. So shout out to Jordan with that. As far as Jordan and Jasmine, we got like a little like recap from season 2, episode 1 of, like, you know, what they talked about. And of course, a lot of people kind of are side-eyeing Jasmine, because of course Silas, I feel like Silas is not really, I don't want to say the best look, because Silas and Jasmine of course are married, but a lot of people really, especially her friends, kind of didn't see the fun Jasmine. They saw more of like a housewife. They saw Jasmine, they thought that Jasmine's being controlled by Silas. And we definitely see this with Amir, because Jasmine dresses up as like a 1950s wife, housewife. And Amir's like, well, I already thought you were like that. So this really isn't like, you know, a dress up thing. So I was like, that's kind of crazy that stigma is already on Jasmine, where her husband is like controlling her. So that is definitely something that is a little bit crazy. Before back to Jordan, I really loved her transparency this episode. Did not know that she unfortunately was dealing with this issue before this episode, so really all props to her. And she said that she will be dealing with this unfortunately lifelong. So really, really like Jordan this episode, because she, the first episode, like, even though, you know, of course Jasmine with her husband, I feel like she really could have talk to her more and been honest, like, hey, like, you know, the reason why we're not comfortable is because, you know, your husband always, but at the same time, I understand where she's coming from, because it's like, you don't want her to get offended. So that is a lot. But as far as Alex, half of the group, they want to work out. That's pretty much 80% of the group. And then Preston, Summer, and who else wants? And Jordan went out to brunch. And Preston is Preston. I feel like Preston is like the glue that is needed in this friend group and just the Martha's Vineyard trip, period. Like, he calls it together. He's gonna check you. He's gonna check Bria, which is needed from time to time, even though I love Bria. But Bria gives like the younger sibling who is spoiled but works hard for everything that they got at the same time, but they're spoiled, but you still gotta check them from time to time, you know what I mean? And you know, Milo is good. But love Preston. Preston just said he missed his boyfriend, and Preston went out to brunch, and Summer, Preston, and Jordan catch up on a few things. They talked about the Alex situation. and of course, you know, situations and what their dating life is like. So that's that. But let's talk about Amir. Now, a lot of the girls, especially Jordan and someone else specifically, can't really pick out the name right now. They mentioned how they've been around Amir's girlfriend, and you know, the energy wasn't the best. And we've been hearing a lot with like Amir, like, if my girlfriend was around, I wouldn't be like, you know, my girlfriend would be mad. And a lot of people are like, all right, dude, like, you know, like, we get it. Like, do you want to escape this relationship? Like, are you scared that your girlfriend is going to beat you and cut your nutsack off and walk around with it in the house if you ever cheat? Whatever, because the girls, they were having like a little girls' night, whatever, they were dancing. And, you know, Nick was right there. And people were like, Nick, like, if you're in a relationship, like, you shouldn't be staring at girls, like, you know, twerking. Which I agree with, 100%. Like, Nick, please stop, right? But then Amir was on the phone with his girlfriend. He was, like, talking about it. Then the girlfriend was like, well, are you mad that you're not doing that? And it really, I feel like if you're in a relationship, my personal opinion, like, you're supposed to trust your partner. So if your partner's at the club, your partner's at a party, you're supposed to trust your partner so much that they're not going to go out and, you know, look at girls shaking their booties. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to trust your partner. Like, all right, I know you're going to be safe. Just text me when you get home. Text me if you need me. Text me if you need me to pick you up. Like, let me know. Right? And I feel like the relationship is not giving, I don't want to say not giving secure, but it really is giving insecure from one party. And I feel like Amir definitely keeps bringing up the fact that his girlfriend is going to get mad. But it kind of just giving, like, he wants to escape the relationship, even though, of course, it's reality TV. But he keeps bringing it up. Like, if my girlfriend was here, I'm like, dude, we get it. We got it. But, of course, Alex, like I said, he's just doing his thing. Really no trouble with Alex. But, of course, we might see, we saw a little sneak peek of next week of what's going to happen. Because I feel like there's going to be a new party that's going to be coming in. And Mariah, if you guys remember Mariah from season one, who I truly loved. And she got, unfortunately, voted out the house because of Milo. I believe that her laundry was, like, in the washing machine or something happened. And Bria flipped out, and I personally feel like Mariah should never got kicked out the house. And we see a little sneak peek where Jasmine's like, hey, like, what if we invite Mariah back? And I've been waiting for Mariah to come back. Like, yes, like, Mariah kept the real. She was funny. Like, I need something else. Like, season one was good. Season two was good. But I feel like Mariah comes back, it's going to be amazing. But let me know what you guys think about this recap. What do you guys think about Amir? What do you guys think about Jordan? What do you think about Jasmine, Bria, Alex, Noelle, Preston? What do you think about the Martha's Vineyard crew? Let me know. I'm gonna add a Q&A to this section on Spotify. And if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast streaming platform, please do not forget to subscribe, rate this podcast, and of course share with a friend for good luck and a cold pillow tonight. So until then, I'll see you legendaries later, and have a blessed day.